Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At a recent Farm City gathering, I ran into outgoing Commissioner of Agriculture, James Comer. I just interviewed both of the current candidates for that post, and both gave Comer very high marks for his tenure in office.
Well, I appreciate that. I've been blessed. We have a great team at the Department of Agriculture. We went in at a difficult time in the history of the Department of Agriculture. We had to make a lot of changes. Not everyone liked some of the changes at the time, but I think history will show that we turned the department around. We're efficient, we're transparent, everyone's accountable. We brought in good management at the department, and agriculture's grown. The Kentucky Proud program's grown, the number of organic producers has grown, their 4-H and FFA program has grown. So I think we have a good program here in the Department of Agriculture, and whichever candidate wins is going to inherit an office that's in tip-top condition.
Comer also commented specifically on progress with ag literacy for non-farmers, some of it partially a result of some department programs.
More and more people are aware of where their food comes from. There's more and more and greater support for Kentucky Proud. So I think there's a renaissance taking place right now where people are wanting to support their family farmers and wanting to buy local. So it's been a great opportunity for Kentucky agriculture.
He says voters need to study the candidates, as the Ag Commissioner office has wide-ranging impact on urban residents too. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Sandy from San Diego.
Farmers, it's big corporations that grow corn, isn't it?
Not so. More than 90% of America's corn crop is grown on family farms. Louis from Louisville.
Family corn farms still exist?
Yes, sir. In fact, America's family farmers are the most productive in the world, growing 20% more corn than any other nation. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
From amusement ride inspections to making sure gas pump measurements are accurate for consumers, from egg marketing to pesticide product registration, the role of the Ag Department is diverse. You can review department responsibilities online at kyagr.com. Back to Commissioner James Comer on his future.
Well, I'm going back to Monroe County, and I am going to start farming again. I've kind of had everything on autopilot for the last 4 years. We're going to start farming again. I'm starting a couple of small businesses there. So we'll see what happens in the future. But I've been blessed to be Commissioner of Agriculture for the last 4 years. It was always a dream of mine from the time I was a boy here in 4-H showing cattle at the state fair. I always wanted to be Ag Commissioner. And I appreciate all the farm families in Kentucky for giving me the opportunity over the last 4 years.
And we salute outgoing Ag Commissioner James Comer. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.